95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
And that was, I'm sorry, one of the last things, too, there that I did just before the lockdown, went to see the Black Crowes at the Troubadour. Oh. You know how those last minute things, the last before the world ended?
Yep.
Kind of stuck in
at
your head?
At the Troubadour. That's a great place to see them.
Oh, it was awesome.
Wow.
They put it on.
Hey, we made it 4 days. This is the fourth day.
Yeah, what?
How
four
about
days?
Us?
4 days
four
and still days. Four no days. Sign of lag.
yesterday, we sort of realize that we may not be the hippest people in the world.
Yeah, it's true.
And a bunch of people said that they found this funny. We decided that because Power 106 is in the same building.
Right here on the same floor with us,
floor,
which is awesome.
We would have somebody come over and hip us up a bit.
Just incredible. First of all, I love his name. Secondly, what a great
job.
Well,
hold up. We both hated his name.
That's true. You know, when I first heard it, I'm like, nope.
Yes. Until he came in.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we
You're
love
right.
this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, wow. The
Fantastic.
Energy is awesome.
He came in to, you know, to teach us how to say things.
To fix KLOS.
That is us.
And he needs to start working on it. Right
I don't know
away.
What that is.
That could have gotten really weird.
I'm so happy I'm not in charge of the controls now, because that way I don't screw things up, which makes me very happy.
This. I said this.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
Greetings.
Do you watch a lot of TV?
Not really. No.
I was fired last year. So
what?
I had some time
to
watch some television, and I watched a lot of TV. But there's an article that came out. Only 13 TV shows received a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm amazed any did, because generally, wow, 13.
13 of them. Only 13 got a perfect score.
Out of how many cast votes, one wonders?
Like
two votes.
Well, no, Rotten Tomatoes an average.
Right, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know, but I figured... I've seen everything.
Right.
So I must know everything that's on this list.
Right.
Turns out I don't. On Netflix, there is season one of Girl Haji.
Okay. No, don't. Nope.
Heard
no.
of it?
Nope.
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 Me either. Schitt's Creek, we know.
I love Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
That's
agreed.
A great show. By the way, speaking of, that reminds me, Ted Lasso really reminds me of it. And I guess Bean told you should watch
he
this
did,
show?
He did, yes. But you tried to give me a DVD.
I brought in a DVD. What's that thing?
I don't have a DVD player.
That's so weird.
I don't think
That's
it is.
That's awesome of you. No, good for you.
I think it's going to be a lot more normal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just like the fact that I don't have to pay for each stream when I want to watch a movie, and they're always available. So I have 405,000.
Right, so you pay $29 for a Blu-ray?
Yeah, no, actually really cheap now, but you know, whatever.
One Day at a Time, season 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
The original One Day at a Time?
It's a reimagining.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're
Valerie's
talking about
not playing now.
We're talking about TV shows that got a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes.
From last year.
What We Do in the Shadows, season
Great
2.
Great show.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
Is it good?
I can't think of anything like it. Beetlejuice gets a real hard kick in the ass.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's on FX on Hulu.
Great show.
Feel Good.
Nope.
Season 1
no
on
idea.
Netflix. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Perfect score. The Babysitter's Club, season 1.
Don't know that.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are on Netflix.
Right.
But I thought I had seen all
of these. Yeah.
No.
Right?
P-Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
On Stars.
Right.
P-Valley follows the lives of a strip club dancer working down in the dirty Delta.
Right, we're going to be watching that.
Right?
In
that's,
here.
That's the only
actually,
one we're going to care about.
Yeah.
Immigration Nation.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
It's a documentary. I've
that's
never
what
heard
I was going to say.
It.
I figured it sounded like a documentary.
I believe the name of this show is Penis, but it's spelled P-E-N-15. So it sort of
right.
looks like that.
Penis.
Could be.
Yeah.
Season 2 on Hulu.
Right.
Never heard of it. And finally, The Good Lord Bird.
The Good Lord Bird?
That's the name of a show on Showtime.
Oh, so when is Ralph calling to describe The Good Lord Bird?
The Good
Bird
Lord
or
Bird. Ethan Hawke stars, by the way.
All right.
Which is insanity.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke stars as an abolitionist, John Brown, in a humorous and dramatic historical tapestry.
Tapestry.
So, listen,
no,
those
no,
are
you
words.
You start using tapestry, I'm out.
Oh, and there's also Dash and Lily. On Netflix, which I've never heard of.
I've heard the name.
I do have a couple recommendations.
Yeah, talk to me.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
Is great. That's Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yes. I need to watch that.
He's a judge, and his kid kills somebody on an accident with his car, and the judge tries to rig the trial. It's really good.
And he's so good. He's stunning.
The best.
Good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
And another weird one. This is going to be a strange thing for me, but 30 Coins...
Right, okay.
It is on HBO, but it's done by HBO Europe.
Okay.
And it's a show that was done in Spain. So I don't know if you know the Bible. Your dad was a preacher.
Right. Yep.
So Jesus had 12 disciples.
Right.
One of them betrayed him. And yep. he got 30 coins, and then Judas thought, oh, what have I done?
Right.
And killed himself, and the 30 coins fell to the ground, and this show picks it up from there. Blood Everybody's money. Trying to find those...
Blood money.
Yes.
Right.
And it's crazy.
Really? So they're trying to find the original...
Yes.
Okay.
Because it gives them some kind of dark
power. And
they
get them all 30. Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
It's wild.
That's very bizarre.
I'll just tell you this, in the first 10 minutes, and I don't. This doesn't really... spoil anything. In the first 10 minutes, you see a cow giving birth, and the people are around the cow and they're trying to help, and a baby human comes out. First 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's pretty wild.
Wow.
It's called 30 Coins.
And if you like any of these, give us a call. Tell us which one you like or which one you hate.
Yeah, or TV shows that you have watched that you think everyone else seems to be missing out on.
Right.
Because we'd never heard of this list of perfect shows.
No, yeah, except with a couple. Which What We Do in the Shadows. You would like that, I think.
Right.
And Ted Lasso, which isn't on the list.
All right, so call us if you have a show that you think is not being represented.
Yep.
Other people aren't watching enough.
818-955-KLOS. And while you got the phone in your hand, text the word swim to 68255. That's what Dinerosaurus Rex is looking for this hour, the word swim.
It's Kevin. Darf. It's Sluggo. Oh. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Oh.
On KLOS.
They're talking about us.
Yeah, they are. We're talking about TV shows
right.
that you are into, but it doesn't seem like a lot of other people are.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Dwayne from Riverside.
What's happening, Dwayne from Riverside?
Why are you already laughing?
Yeah, what's so damn funny over there?
Shows The Binge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petticoat Junction.
The new one or the ancient 60s
Wait,
one?
There's a new one?
The old one where the girls are swimming in the the tank.
Yeah, there is a really new nasty version. It's hard to find. But it's on the dark web, and I'm making stuff up now.
Dark web.
Oh, well, dark web.
Right on that. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Hey, it's KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just calling in because one of my coworkers, they told me about Pen 15.
Whoa! I'm sorry. You're totally breaking up. What did you? What were? Can
She's
you
calling
it?
About Pen 15.
Oh, Pen. Oh, Pen. All right. Penis.
Yes.
What was that? Sorry.
And it's good. That's a good show.
My friend suggested it to me, and I kind of can relate to it. If you're born in the 80s or 90s, you could relate to it. It has the internet and other stuff. Beepers, I think, are in there.
If you were born in the 1920s?
No.
Our old friend Bean. I mean, if it has beepers in it, I'm totally in. 818-955-KLOS. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Beatles began filming the movie Help, the follow-up to A Hard Day's Night on location in the Bahamas. The original working title was 8 Arms to Hold You.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's a twofer of Foo Fighters.
That awesome.
Which
great
I love.
Song, What does that remind me of? That da-na-na-na-na. What the hell song is that?
I don't know, but I always love a choir if it's used right.
Right?
I really love that. That's called Make It a Fire. It's a new song off the album Medicine at Midnight
and
from Foo Fighters.
Twofer, yeah. So, the other guy is just so insanely busy. It's almost as though there's not a pandemic on. I mean, Dave just will not rest. He will not relax.
I mean, unfortunately, he can't do crowds. But he's doing everything that he can safely.
He's got an interview in Guitar World. He had a question and answer session with the Washington Post. Of course, they have a new album out and Medicine at Midnight. And if you want to see any of that or keep up with what, he's got it all on his social media. Tons of stuff. So we were talking about TV shows.
Yes.
Really good TV shows. Sir, do you have one that you like that no one else seems to be watching?
Hey, the show to watch is Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, I do love that show.
Doofenshmirtz and Sluggo have to be the same person.
I do love that show. That's a great one.
It's awesome.
Right on. Who are you?
I'm Dan from Simi Valley.
Thank you very much for calling in.
I wish you guys could see in the studio during the songs because Sluggo was just crawling around in the equipment looking for a pen.
No, I wasn't. I was getting down to the Jimi Hendrix experience. I love that, man. We do all Jimi Hendrix experience. You were looking at my butt, weren't you?
I was, yeah. It's pretty sweet.
So there's still time for you. No one has ever said that before. Even in just swim is the word to get to 68255. Quick, Dinerosaurus Rex waiting for you. Swim. He's really nice, too. He's a nice little dinosaur. He's only bitten 118 people so far.
That's not
pretty
bad.
Good. No.
Yeah.
I think he's doing well. Swim, 68255.
Here are some things we learned this hour. Our show is lit, but not booming yet. will be.
You know all the slang language already.
Listen, you're talking. Never mind.
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb is a good TV show to watch. Also, Pen 15. And if you'd like to go this far back, Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And apparently it's not penis either. It's Pen 15, which is very disappointing to me.
I mean, it looks like penis because the 15 is right after the end.
It had to have been on purpose.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Coming up later this morning, we have later this morning.
That's sliding back in time.
I don't know if you saw the car chase last night.
Oh, no. Huh?
That was crazy.
You hate car chases.
I love them.
You don't want there to be. What's your idea?
Car chase channel.
Right.
You have a car chase channel. You have it 24/7.
Right.
And then when people get out of jail, you bring them in as guests and they comment on their own car chase. I think
that's a brilliant idea.
I'm just throwing it out there. Somebody can have it.
Brilliant idea.
Make some money on it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So did you ever lose your temperature? You wrote temperature. Lose your temper.
Temper.
In public. And how did it go over? There was something on a game show, I guess.
Yeah, a guy destroyed the set.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. We're going to play a little bit of that in just a few minutes. So do or don't stick around. 95.5 KLOS. At Southern California's Rock Station. Two for Tuesday. More twofers coming up. So don't die.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. I love that song.
So good, isn't it?
Wow.
Trouble's Coming, that is Royal Blood, one of those that first turned up on Matt's show Sunday nights, new and approved. All the new rock, a top 10 countdown, Matt Pinfield here on KLOS.
Let's talk about losing it in public. I don't know if you saw this, but there's an Icelandic TV, and it's for high schoolers.
Okay.
And each high school would send three contestants, and they would do most of the rounds they would do off TV, but then the final 16,
right,
they do on TV.
Right.
So this dude that you're about to hear audio of, I think he tried to hit the button, and the other team got it first.
Buzzed in first.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when that happened, this guy lost it, and threw the little podium thing down in front of him, like smashed it to the ground and sort of stomped off. And then, like later in the clip, you can hear him throwing, just destroying the place. It's so bizarre. Listen to this. It's Icelandic, by the way, so you won't be able to understand what she's saying.
All right, okay.
Sounds like cartoon sound effects.
You pulling the mic off? I love those kind of sounds, and I love, and you showed me the video, and it's insane. It's like a nice, really nice Jeopardy sort of set, very modern, and he just busted
it all up. It sounded like cartoon sound effects.
It does. I love them.
So we thought we would talk to you if you lost it in public. Have you ever lost it in public? The only time this ever happened to me was in Phoenix when I was younger, and I was driving, and a guy cut me off. Literally, like, almost ran me off the road, and I got so angry that I followed him into a grocery store parking lot, and I started screaming at him. What am I doing?
Man, he's not going to pull out a gun or anything, especially in Phoenix.
I was so angry. Yeah, I easily could
have. You were, like, this angry? Whoa.
That's the host, like, trying to keep some kind of semblance of the show going on.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us when you got angry.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's two for Tuesday.
Two from Led Zeppelin, Communication Breakdown. 2 minutes and 24 seconds of beauty right there.
That was pretty strong.
Song.
Agreed.
Cachosaurus Rex is out of here, so it's now Dinosaurus Rex, and he is waiting for the word swim to 68255. It's all happening, and powered by Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. For contest rules, 95.5KLOS.com. Angry!
We are talking about you.
Pissed off!
You lost it in public, which is fantastic.
And is that what you have for us?
I lost it in public.
Yes, please.
Talk to me. Talk to us.
I was at LAX, and I had to carry for my boss her laptop, my laptop, and some other electronics. And as I was going through the security system, they made me unpack everything. This was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I flipped my lid because I was so livid that everybody had to wait for me. I was holding up the line. I didn't understand why I had to unpack everything. And I was ticked off because I had to carry my boss's electronic stuff. If I hadn't do that, I would not have been stopped.
This
so
was
by the time I got all my stuff to the side of the airport, so I got repacking it, and I'm just fussing and cussing as loud as I can. There were four security guards around me. I looked up and said, oh, so now what are you going to do? They didn't say anything to me. They didn't touch me, but they, all four of them, escorted me to the gate and onto the plane.
They wanted to get you out of there.
They wanted me out.
Nicely done.
I was
nicely
loud done. And mad.
You got that line moving, and that's what it was all about.
I got to tell you, there's still anger in your voice right
yeah,
now.
No kidding.
I'm still mad about it.
Right, we know.